Well, the Coachella Music Festival just wrapped up in California, and we are going to do a special Coachella edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions. Joining us now is Travis Holcomb, DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica, California. Hi, Travis.
Hello, Jeremy. How are you?
I'm doing well, and I brought you here today for this one because you and I were both at the first weekend of Coachella. You've been many times. I had never been before. I had a great time, and we ran into each other, and I wanted you to bring today some of your favorite acts that you saw at Coachella. But first of all, it was nice to see you out there. It was a little different to see you in the middle of a huge festival in the afternoon.
It was. I mean, I'm curious, like, from your point of view, what were, like, some of the things that you were expecting that sort of that were different than what you expected from your first Coachella?
Okay, I have to say, it was so organized. I couldn't believe how organized it was. The shuttles, everything was like right on time. It was, you know, you had to have these wristbands to get into this part or that part. Everything started on time. I mean, can you imagine concerts, show after show, starting exactly on time, even when it's a big name person?
Right. No, it is. I will say that it does feel like it's a very well-oiled machine when you're there. Because they're 20 years in at this point, or close to it. So I feel like every year the kinks get ironed out a little bit more to the point where everything is just running exactly how you think it should run.
All right. Well, let's get to some of the ones that you wanted to talk about. And of course, the big headliner there, one of them this year, was Childish Gambino. You and I were both there at that show. This pick is called Sober.
And now that it's over, I'll never be sober. I couldn't believe, but now I'm so high.
Travis, you thought Childish was a highlight of this festival this year.
You know, just conceptually, I really liked what he did during his live show. It was just sort of a whole multimedia experience. He had a giant runway that probably extended about 200 yards into the crowd. And I was curious to see how he was going to handle incorporating some of his older stuff, like this song Sober, because it's a lot different than the psych funk stuff that he came out with the Awaken My Love album.
Mm-hmm. It was interesting also to see him do This Is America and that now famous dance that he does
right,
in the video.
Yeah, and there's a lot going on with Childish Gambino. I mean, a lot of people might know him better as Donald Glover. He used to be on Community. He's the director and star of his own show called Atlanta. He just came out with a new short film called Guava Island, starring him and Rihanna. This is it feels kind of like music is one piece of the Donald Glover
brain.
Yeah, exactly. So, right. I mean, but what the music part is pretty special.
Absolutely. The next one that you have picked is somebody who's getting so much attention right now. She just came out with a new album. This is Lizzo, and the song is called Juice.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, don't say it because I know I'm cute. Ooh, baby. Louis down to my drawers, LV all on my shoes. Ooh, baby. I be dripping so much sauce, got a bin looking like bread goo. Ooh, baby. Lit up like a crystal ball, that's cool, baby, so is you, that's how I roll. If I'm shining, everybody wanna shine. Yeah, I'm gold. I was born like this, don't even gotta try. Now you know. I like shouting, nigga, better over time. Now you know. They just say I'm not the baddest bitch you like.
Travis, she is just getting so much buzz right now.
She is. I mean, she has a glowing personality. She's got like an A-list star kind of personality. But she's a great rapper and she's a great singer and she kind of just does a little bit of everything. She's also a fantastic flautist. I don't know if you noticed during her live
set,
she pulled out a flute and started twerking on the stage. That's, I guess, I didn't realize that's part of her signature thing, but I guess that's something that she does with the flute and the twerking.
You know, I saw Lin-Manuel Miranda and Missy Elliott were both tweeting praise of Lizzo's new album when it came out the other day.
That's great. And Missy Elliott is actually on the new album as well.
Okay, so maybe it was self-serving. No, just kidding, Missy Elliott. The next one that you brought us is called Pour Me Water. This is by another artist that played Coachella, Mr. Easy.
Everybody want me, make I no fall in love with you. But I no answer them, I tell them, say, now you. Right now you come and then you play me for a fool. I'm out here wondering what I do.
So I did not see Mr. Easy when I was there. Tell us more about Mr. Easy.
He had an early set on a Saturday afternoon, but I didn't really know what to expect from him. He was performing on the main stage, but he's one of the smaller names on the Coachella lineups. But he's an artist that I've been a really big fan of for the past 2 or 3 years. And he blew me out of the water with just how well composed he was. He had a full band as well as like a whole team of dancers along with him. There was probably about 12 people on stage with him. Mr. Easy is from Nigeria. I believe he's based in London. But he's sort of part of this scene called the Afrobeats scene, Afrobeats plural, which is sort of music emerging from the African diaspora, kind of adjacent to dancehall and reggae, I guess, as we heard in the song Pour Me Water.
Okay, well, I wanted to bring one to you that stood out to me. And I've been listening to a lot of music that I was hearing there from Tame Impala, from Christine and the Queens, from Anderson .Paak, from Janelle Monáe. But I would say that the band that I have just been discovering really since Coachella, since seeing them there, is Rufus Du Sol.
So what is it about Rufus Du Sol that got to you at Coachella this year?
So one of the things that I noticed about it, and I used to be a big fan, you know, and still am, but was a big fan of like Radiohead, early Coldplay, stuff like that. And these songs that would kind of do something totally different in the middle. There's one Rufus Du Sol song called Inner Bloom that's like 9 minutes long, and in the middle it just sort of stops and then restarts itself up again. And I just found it like really interesting to listen to some of his music, and also there's a dancey beat to it, a lot of it.
Feels very anthemic also.
Yeah, I think that's right. Gets to the kind of party atmosphere that a lot of Coachella is.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, I have to say, Travis, one of the more interesting things at that festival was not any of the acts, but was when you introduced me to your friend who is the architect of Coachella, who designs where all of the tents are going to go.
Yeah. And the weird thing was they actually, I don't know if you noticed, but they had a contest where if you design a trash can, you can get a free ticket to Coachella. 2 years ago, maybe 3 years ago, he submitted a design and won a ticket to Coachella for designing one of the trash cans. And now, 3 years later,
wow,
or whatever, he is one of the architects of the Coachella Festival.
You never know where your trash can design is going to get you. Travis Holcomb, DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Jeremy.